Blog Talk Radio.
We got a little SEC flavor here, bringing us into it here. Appreciate Trace Atkins for donating this minute and a half clip to the show. Trace, love you call in as well. But I am here with Joe Pym, and I am your host, Jeremy York. We're here to talk SEC, thanks to Impact Media and Endzone. How you doing this week?
Hey, I can't complain about it a lot, but I will not do it right now.
And as always, since Blog Talk Radio is so nice to let us do these shows every week, it's our first live show. This should be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
If you do want to call in and join us, if you're on Twitter or Facebook, you can find us on all the Endzone pages at 3Endzone.
Chief Ahab, two E's.
At Chief Ahab with two E's. At the Impact 99, I'll be throwing up stuff in the next, throwing up links, that is, not throwing up stuff. I'm feeling okay. Don't want to get that message across. But, yeah, for the next 30 minutes or so, we'll be talking all about the SEC, all the games that happened over the weekend, all the ones coming up. The story that almost was, as you brought up a few minutes ago, but if you do want to call in and ask us a question or have a thought or opinion on the weekend's games,
keep it short.
Yes, I was about to say, we do run a somewhat family show. We'll call it.
I mean,
MTV Nick at Night show, yeah.
I'm here, so.
Right.
That's somewhat.
Virgin Ears over here beside me, so, you know, we're going to try to keep it pretty clean, but 347-826-7448. Again, that's 347-826-7448. We'll get you on the line with us. You know, let's talk about some of those games over the weekend. Why don't we start with the one that's kept us busy at least the last few days.
Okay, so Kentucky, Florida. Here we go.
Yeah, Kentucky, Florida. No, let's jump right into the South Carolina, Georgia game. We've had to spend the last 48 hours or so getting people off the ledge.
Yes.
Calling in some extra help from the law enforcement to get them off the bridges and tall mountains.
Correctamundo. As a Georgia fan, starting off, you know, if I hear that Georgia wins the turnover battle and scores 35 on the road. Gurley goes for 6.8, just short of 7 a carry. Georgia loses. I'm shocked. I want to hear how that happened. But as I watched the game, it was just another case of the death of a thousand cuts.
Right.
That's just the way Spurrier does. And, you know, hey, man, they did it. They did it at home. They sandstormed, they 2001 Odyssey'd, whatever you want to do it, Spurrier's got that magic over Georgia, and he did it again. Now, I'm going to speak back as a Georgia fan and say it's a long season, it's not over yet, but...
And that's not an excuse, that's actually the truth, that's what I always tell people, don't panic after 1 week. Now, if this is, you know, two to go to the SEC title game, okay...
Right.
Now it's time to panic.
Right, but you know, they play Georgia football, actually. That's the way they do it.
Right.
They have a chance to get a stranglehold on something, and I'm like, nah, let's just wait, let's make it interesting. It's like they're playing the ratings game. Maybe they have a big piece in the SEC network, and they want us to watch Troy. He wants to tune in at noon to watch him play Tennessee. You know, who knows? They imagine to come up... find a possibility to come up. They find a way to come up short in these big situations.
Exactly.
And that's the way it's been. And, you know, people want to place it on Rick, place it on the refs, you know, Hubert, the head ref. Regardless of the fact, they still blew it. We can't put it on Marshall's back. We can't put it on Hudson Cox's back. Oh, sorry, Hudson Mason's back.
I get them confused myself. I really,
I do now.
You know, and
that, I do now.
And
sure.
that stat I showed you a while ago, we were looking at some of the stat leaders. Hudson Mason is currently, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10th in the league in passing. With now, granted, he's played one less game than most of these people.
Right.
But he's 10th on this list with 322 total yards.
And that looks like 24 for 48?
34.
Oh, 34, sorry. So he's still 70%.
There was a bug on the screen.
He's still 70% passing.
Right.
But that means that he's throwing it.
He is.
Well, 6-yard passes.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, it's
7-yard passes. So
right.
It's a little dink and dunk. It's the Joe Cox way of things. And all I've heard in the offseason is this guy's got a live arm.
Yeah.
Aaron Murray knew what to do. He just couldn't throw it downfield. You know, Hudson Mason, he's going to come in, he's going to gun it downfield, he's going to get it on point.
It still baffles me that people knock Aaron Murray, but that's an entire different show.
Well, I think they knock him just because, you know, he it's really just boils down to the defense of this team. You can't go on the road and score 35 in the SEC and lose.
Yeah.
It still comes back to the defense for me. Even week one against Clemson, 21 in the first half. Now, granted, 0 in the second, great. Fantastic. That's what's got you at 1-1. And, you know, somewhat this week in the second half, they kind of stepped up. But South Carolina ran maybe 3, maybe 4 plays in the second half over and over and over again.
It's true.
They took the air out of the ball. And they didn't really want to score anything, but just to keep them in front just enough. Now, I won't get into any referee stuff. I'm not going to do that. That's all speculation and hearsay and perception and whatnot. South Carolina won. So now, I mean, the East is not won now. And, heck, you've got Missouri up there. And Missouri, they have a favorable schedule when it comes to these guys in the East. I know they have Georgia coming to Columbia, which is odd. Georgia has to play in Columbia twice in the same year.
Right.
Albeit, you know, opposite sides of the Mississippi. Well, is that? Maybe I'm not geographically sensible about that. But nonetheless, it's still in different states.
Right.
And, you know, they've got Tennessee coming to town. Tennessee's got their chest puffed out. I mean, you know, Georgia's still got to face them.
Oh, of course. I mean, they're not quite Ole Miss who are back, but, you know.
Ole Miss is back.
I just wanted to get that mentioned in real quick.
Well, they are back.
Yeah, they're back.
So you got to look out for them. Luckily, they're in the West.
Yes.
In the West, I think the West has 5 teams in the top 10 now.
They have Ole Miss at 10, Texas A&M at 6, Auburn at 5, Alabama at 3, and LSU at 8.
Yes.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
5 teams. The top 10 in one division.
Yes.
In one conference.
Now, the 3 on the East are a logjam with Georgia at 13, South Carolina 14, Missouri at 18. But, yeah, the West is bringing it, as they typically do.
And really, Missouri's at 18 because they started so low.
Yes.
This preseason nonsense, I mean, I know that they have to have something to talk about before the year starts. So, everyone's got to start somewhere. But it really shouldn't be held against these guys. And I'm hoping that once this panel of voters comes out.
Right.
That all this preseason stuff isn't held against them. I mean, you know, Georgia withstanding, it doesn't matter to me. I want people to earn what they merit, or merit what they earn,
right.
Rather. You know, if they're on the up and up, then that's the way it should be.
But let's, you know, for the sake of this game, let's give some credit where credit's due. Gurley did have 20 carries for 131 yards and a touchdown. That's a typical normal day for him.
But one called back. For 58.
Right, correct. The ghost holding.
Yeah, I'm trying not to bring that up.
Right. Well, that's why we'll mention it and we'll let it go. Unless a caller brings it up or something. And I do see a couple of you guys on the line. We'll get to you just in a few seconds. You know, Dylan Thompson had a pretty good day for South Carolina.
That dude struck.
You know, 271 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, just the 1 interception. It's because he flings the ball.
Yeah, 240 in the first half, though.
Yeah.
And I know Spurrier took the air out of the ball because he saw the writing on the wall.
Yep.
And, you know, if we're going to – he had 31 yards passing and 1 pick in the second half, and it was a bad pick. That really should have been taken to the house. I really can't disparage Damien for not doing it.
Right.
But they took the air out of the ball because they knew they could. They were just pounding it. So, well, I mean, they ran 3 plays in the second half.
How many did I just say? He threw – I didn't say. I'll have to find that stat. Oh, here it is. He threw a total of 30 times. He was 21 for 30. That'd be Thompson. Where Hudson Mason threw 22 times, where 16 of them were caught. Not a lot of disparage there because, like, both these teams are known for running the ball a good bit.
But Dylan's passes were where they were supposed to go.
Right.
Mason was high and behind or in the ground on the one victorious play.
Could he be nervous because this is his second technical start as far as
SEC road game.
It'd be a, yeah, and he's on the road, and it's
never,
a big game.
Never faced a sandstorm.
It's true.
Oh, Doc, could he be nervous? He was.
I think he was. He not only crapped the bed, but the two beside him as well, maybe.
Right, and you know, he can't.
And it happens. That's not a knock on him. I think Mason's going to pan out to be pretty good.
Yeah, and he can only say, I'm not nervous, I'm not nervous. He can only say that so much. You know, he can say, I'm not nervous so
right.
much. You have to be not nervous.
Right.
I mean, that might sound like a dumb thing to say, but you have to actually be not nervous. You can say it as many times as you want. You know, like whenever someone gets married, I'm not nervous, it's cool. You know, when you actually walk up to the altar and it's time to get it on.
All of a sudden you're like,
yeah.
Man, he's sweating bullets a little bit here.
So it's understandable.
I mean,
but they're right there with it. And
right.
they had a chance to win, they didn't.
You know, that's what I was going to bring up. And I'm not here to bash Georgia all the time.
Oh, but I am.
Because, you know, they put up 35 on the road, like you said. I mean,
with two missed field goals and a callback touchdown.
Right, exactly. Marshall Morgan, arguably the best in college football.
In the past, in his previous 20 kicks.
You're due for an off night sometimes. I watched a pro kicker who I think is in the top 10. I watched a pro miss three in the first half this week. So, I mean, the fact that Marshall misses two here.
Well, it was Nugent, though, right?
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's still...
Still.
They still managed to win, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, they still won the game. Right. But, you know, we can't be knocking Morgan all the time because he's usually the big-time kicker. He's not Blair Walsh, who couldn't find the field goal.
His senior year, but
right.
Marshall Morgan's freshman year, he was aiming for every barn in Athens except
yeah.
for the goalposts.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you remember that, but...
I remember.
All else widescreen technology. A lot of his kicks were not even in the picture as
yeah.
soon as they left his foot.
They were. You needed that panoramic.
Correct them under the new curved screen, right?
Right.
And that's
yeah,
a new thing.
Yeah, those are awesome. You seen one of those?
I've seen.
I saw
one
of those at like a local mall, and I was like, I'm gonna have to mortgage my house or something to get one of these.
Yeah. Or let one fall on your foot while you're in their establishment. Like, oh well, if you just give me one of these, we won't have to go to urgent care.
We're not condoning cheating your way into one, but we're saying if you happen to be standing there. And some little kid were to knock one off the thing, even if it's your little kid, and were to knock it on your foot.
I know.
That's not on me.
Easy on the child abuse stuff.
No. Hey, we don't abuse kids here.
No. We teach them.
Exactly. We educate them.
We educate
on
them.
On how to get TVs, apparently.
Correct.
But overall, this game was South Carolina 38, Georgia 35. And it was the barn burner we hoped it would be, even though we predicted it quite the opposite.
Yeah, I think I said, what'd I say, 35-24?
I believe so. And you
so I was...
You had Georgia's total. You had that.
Yeah, I had South Carolina's first half total. So, I was right there.
Yeah, I remember the tweet that you sent out, or the text you sent me that said, hey, what about that score? And I was like, you know, you got it right now, but we'll see where that goes.
Yeah. But
just to go over a few of the other scores, and if you're a follower of these other schools and you want us to go more in-depth with it, you know, feel free to send us a message or call in to the show number. Once again, the show number is 347-826-7448. We'd love to hear from you. Missouri was able to take care of UCF. UCF's still trying to find a quarterback after Bortles left.
Yeah, that's...
But they're an up-and-coming program. You know, I give them a lot of credit. They have some pretty interesting opponents. That was 38-10.
Yeah, Coach O's resume has them really right on the right track. And,
right.
And you know,
well,
actually glad he's not at Tech anymore because you know Fish Fry's really doing his thing there.
Right.
That's another conference, another story.
You know, Vanderbilt got their first win. They were able to narrowly beat Massachusetts, UMass. You know.
Yeah. They did. They pulled it out.
In what would typically probably be a first half basketball score for these schools.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, 34 points, 34-31 for Vanderbilt. You know, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but, you know, congratulations on the win.
Well, yeah.
It helps the SEC and it helps you guys.
As Derek Mason's first win as a coach.
Yep.
With the Commodores.
Arkansas over Texas Tech, 49-28. Arkansas is starting to look strong. They're running the ball a lot like they used to.
You got the leading rusher in the conference.
They do, which is, forgot his name. What is his name? Collins.
Nick Collins.
Yeah.
Not Nick Collins. That's another
no.
guy. I screwed that up.
With an A.
Pardon me, boys. Alex.
Alex Collins.
Alex, sorry.
Probably his brother.
Wrong sheet of music.
But, you know, they're he's had 50 carries, 411 yards. He's averaging a little over 8 and 5 touchdowns. I mean, these are Todd Gurley-like numbers.
Well, that's going to be his way of doing things.
Right.
That's the way he did it at Wisconsin. That's the way they're going to do it at Arkansas. It's not going to be the way that Pastinko was doing it when he was there.
Right.
I mean, that's just a new philosophy in Arkansas. And, you know, maybe it will come around. But they have a long road to hoe if they're going to come around in that conference, because we've got 5 of the guys in the West in the top 10.
Right.
And it ain't Arkansas. And
no.
It ain't Mississippi State.
Well, I think that early loss for Arkansas, I think they lost week 1 or something like that. I think when they did that, it put them a game back because everybody else is winning on that side. But
yeah.
Eventually these guys are going to lose. I don't know that any of these guys go undefeated. So, I mean, maybe Arkansas can hang on. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have their chance to make their statement. Because they play all those guys in the West. And they haven't started yet.
Ole Miss, still 3-0. They're 1-0 at home now.
Well, they're back.
They are. They're back. 56-15 over L.A. Lafayette, which is, you know, kind of a cupcake game for them. But at the same time, in this new format, a win's a win.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, like I just finished up with, Ole Miss will play all those teams.
Right.
I mean, they're on the table. And,
you know, I mean, you never know.
Breezy Freezy, if he goes undefeated in the West, I can't really say they're back every show.
I mean,
they actually just say it one time, and that will be that.
Yeah.
It will no longer be an inside joke.
But, you know, Bo Wallace, who is showing that he can be, I mean, not only does he have the best hair in the SEC, but he can fling the ball as well. 4 touchdowns this week, 330. Or 316 yards.
Oh, and you know, Scott is a weapon.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's the only way you can describe him, because they use him in multiple ways. Scott is really a weapon, and no matter where you put him. I mean, if you're not familiar with the team, it's number 3. But he's an ultimate weapon in special teams, and I know I always bring up special teams.
Hey, it's a third of the game. It really is.
And sometimes it's more than that.
Yeah.
Because if you lose that third of the game, it could take away your offense for 1 or 2 plays.
Right. It definitely can. It can actually make your day go south pretty quickly with one miscue.
And, I mean, we got some big games coming up this week. It's really the first big weekend of the conference.
The big week, you know. As far as the conference is concerned, yes. As we bounce through the rest of these scores, South Alabama put up a valiant effort against Mississippi State, as that one was 35-3 Mississippi State. You know, South Alabama seemed to really hang in there.
Well, that's...
Yeah, if anybody didn't catch on to that, the entire studio is dying laughing.
Well,
now.
Cousin Eddie, he really came with a game plan.
Yeah.
And he knows what to do. He knows where his bread is buttered.
He does.
He's still running that offense and won them 2 championships at Florida. And, I mean, that's the way you got to do it. When your talent is lesser, which I don't think that he would even dispute that.
Right.
Their offensive talent is a bit lesser. They've got a great quarterback with Prescott.
They do.
I hear he's got the best arm in the conference, or the best accuracy. I forget which it was.
I think he was the accuracy.
Yes.
I think Wallace was the strongest arm, maybe.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, you really... You're not going to go away from where your bread is buttered. You just go out there and do it. You know, you beat South Alabama. You pound them.
That's why
they're on the schedule. They get their money.
I mean, you know, LSU against UL Monroe, they beat them 31-0. Guess what? You're supposed to do that.
Well, I'm sure they ran the ball 45 times, too.
And UL Monroe is had 2 wins coming in. I mean, they're not a bad team. They're not a bottom-feeder team.
It's just
a different
league.
Right. It's a totally different style. And, you know, Les Miles is... just as happy at 31-0 against Monroe as he is, 3-0 over Alabama.
Well, yeah, and that's not their style. They're not going to run Baylor top numbers.
No.
They're going to pound it, ground it, get some turnovers, a block one or two, and, run it on them. That's just the way they are. Because he's not going to practice, but they're not going to run when it's time to do it. Mr. Miles knows what's up. The hat,
oh, yeah.
The hat's right in it. Florida, Kentucky.
I think it was the game we thought it would be.
It's a game off thought it would be. Triple overtime.
I mean, it's not one of those, man, none of these teams really want to win. It's no, both of these teams want to win and win badly, but they were holding up against each other.
No, that's, I don't know if that's good or bad for the rest of the conference. I mean, it's kind of a hard thing to gauge. I don't know if Kentucky's out of the doldrums, because I had Stoops on a burning boat out of town before the season even started.
Yeah, but
I don't care what river it was on. He was going out of town.
Out of Kentucky, I don't know, maybe there's a Lexington River or something. I'm not familiar.
They're close to Three River Stadium, close enough. So there's three rivers. The Nagahatchee, I'm sure I butchered that one.
There's actually a Nagahatchee?
No, I
thought that was a word my dad made up.
But there were three rivers that meet somewhere close to Kentucky.
Yeah.
And Stoops, I mean, I know they've got that that safety on their team, number one. I think his name is Stamps. That guy's making plays. And, you know, he was there against Florida. I don't know that Kentucky is a slouch.
No, I don't think they necessarily were. And we were, you know, like I told you last week, when we were picking that game, the main reason we picked that game is, you know, it was another SEC versus SEC matchup. And
yeah.
I told you that no matter who you picked, I was going to pick the other team just for the sake of it.
Right.
And we both pretty much had the same shot at winning that one. Because
right.
I had the teams close to being even. I didn't realize it was going to be a nail-biter.
Yeah, and, you know, I heard rumblings today. I'm not up on the Florida football scene, so I don't listen to the talk radio, but I heard rumblings today. If they lost that, Muschamp would he'd probably be working for UPS.
Yes, which brings us into what we said. The big story that almost happened.
Yes.
I don't know if we worded that right in the write-up, but you knew what we meant.
Muschamp's in a little bit of trouble.
I think he is.
Well, I mean, he's got a gauntlet coming up.
I mean, there's some...
They're going to Tuscaloosa this week.
There's some scary games. And I don't know if he's going to make it out of them. And I know I know right now there's probably some Florida fans listening. I've seen them comment on some of the stuff already. If you're a Florida fan, call in with your ideas. Should Muschamp be your coach as of right now? And I'm going to put this out here. If you want to keep him, I want to know why. Give me at least one reason. Doesn't have to be a good one. It could be you like his name. But if you want to get rid of him, give me his replacement. If you can't give me his replacement, he's staying. So if you guys want to call
replacement
in.
Replacement today?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, there's no replacement today.
347-826-7448, Florida fans that want to name his replacement.
There's no replacement today.
I mean, that's always my thing. When I listen to other podcasts and radio shows, they're always like, get rid of the coach, get rid of the coach. Well, the thing I counter with, if you get rid of your coach, let's say we fire Muschamp right now, who's your coach? You can't just leave that position open.
I actually, on my way here, was listening to the Feinbaum show, and a lawyer from Florida called in and was talking about how Urban Meyer ruined the program. Yes, you heard me right. Urban Meyer ruined the program by winning two national championships.
I could see where he's going with this. I'm not saying I agree.
Actually, it was a she.
Okay, I could see where she's going with this.
She's a lawyer in Florida.
I could
graduated from the university.
Like I said, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I think I could see her argument. Sometimes you can set the bar so high that the next five or six guys behind you can
never
reach
that's
it.
Not that's not what she was saying.
Okay.
It was with who he brought in and the culture that he created.
With Tim Tebow?
Aaron Hernandez.
Chris Leak.
Aaron Hernandez.
Percy Harvin.
Yeah. Feinbaum was kind of...
How many Gators can we name here?
He was stunned by that fact. I mean, he was like, yeah. He's like, I know you're a lawyer, so let's follow up on this.
Yeah.
And she had points. I don't know if they were good points or decent points, but I know as a Bulldog fan, I would trade two national championships for a couple murderers. Off the bat.
We won't go murderers. We'll go...
I'll go murderers. Won't kill anybody I know. And people die every day.
Yeah, but...
That's shocking to hear, but you kill someone in Newport Richey. I used to live there, by the way, so it's a city that's somewhat close to my heart. But, you know, people die every day.
I'm trying to think of a crime that would...
Well, you rape?
No. Not even weapons charges.
Double rape.
No.
Triple rape?
It's kind of hard to go triple.
Oh, well, it is hard, but some people can't do it.
I mean, why can't it be a graffiti artist, you know?
Well, come on.
Why we got to go to murder here?
No, we're talking about crimes.
Well, he dug a hole on a U.S. Army base. Okay, well, that is a crime, so...
we'll start with speeding.
Okay, let's go speeding. I was about to say, I don't want to go drunk driving because I don't condone that. I don't condone any of this stuff, honestly. But, you know, Hernandez was such an odd case anyway. But
he did it after he was at Florida, though.
I think he did it when he was there, too. They just haven't found it yet.
Well, probably.
And that's not an accusation or nothing like that. I'm just saying.
No, this is all speculation.
In the process of trying him for one thing, they found two more.
No, in my opinion, he might have done it. Isn't that how you preface that?
I'm just going to do what most of the other keyboard jockeys like to do. Sources say. That this is a possibility.
He might have done a triple rape at Florida. You heard it here first.
I mean, we might as
well. That was from Ahab's mouth. That's just Joe saying that.
We might as well say that Tim Tebow's a drunk, which you're not, Tim. We love you, buddy.
That was not Mr. York.
We'd love to hear from you as well, Tim, to weigh in on this. You know, former Gators, however you feel about your coach, I mean, for the next
they didn't have an East
10
Paul
or
Connor.
12 minutes, if you want to call in and talk Florida Gators or if you want to talk anybody in the SEC.
I think recruiting a punter from East Paulding is kind of his worst offense.
Yeah, but Chad's a good guy. Have you met him?
I don't care to. He's a Raider and a Gator.
I'll be honest, though. You went to the same high school I did, correct?
Paulding County?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not like they've been the most proudest thing on the field lately anyway. So
I never lost to them in anything.
Anybody in the...
Track and field, basketball, from middle school...
You ran track and field?
I threw track and field.
You threw track and field.
I don't look fast. No, discus and shot put.
Okay, shot put's fun. Let's take a cannonball. Let's spin around. Let's chunk it as far as we can. How's that not fun? That should be a frat
discus
event.
Discus is better.
Oh, yeah. You could throw it. You're throwing a metal frisbee.
Yeah. But I never lost them in anything.
I mean, to me, instead of cornhole being the national fraternity sport, I don't understand why shot put and discus isn't. Because you can actually go to the Olympics on it.
Yeah, you can, but it's kind of dangerous because they play it in parking lots. So I can bounce and bust a car. You know, cornhole, you can play in a parking lot.
You could throw a discus in a parking lot.
You shouldn't. Kind of goes back to our triple rape thing.
Yeah, but throwing a cannonball through a window and having unconsensual... Make sure I say that right. Unconsensual sexual actions with somebody are completely different.
Depends.
I'm gonna probably get nailed by some dictionary person about I didn't say
the word right
or something.
I'm just saying, it depends.
But
I might rather be raped than have a cannonball thrown through my windshield, depending on my financial situation. You still got to pay the deductible.
Either way.
You could just shake off a rape.
You still have to pay your deductible.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, on either. That's just what I'm saying.
No, if kind of got thumped through my windshield, I have to pay that. But if I got raped, I could shake it off. Hey, man, you know, got caught slipping, like Dave Chappelle
said. Hey, you never know. If you didn't have if you didn't have air conditioning, it might be actually helpful
okay,
to throw one through your windshield.
So, you ever see that, the Dave Chappelle, when he went to the improv where Kramer had his blowout?
Oh, yes.
Dave Chappelle's first thing back in public.
That'd be Michael Richards you're talking about, right?
I'm
yeah, anyway.
Dave Chappelle. On the same stage. He said he was, this was his act. He walked up there and said he didn't have anything prepared. Got up there, it's like, I was reading the paper about in Houston doing a show. And there was a guy, there was a report that four men had been raped. And it was by another man. And he said, so that means thousands of men must have been raped, because for any man to come forward and say they've been raped, that's the most gangster stuff of all time, because it must have been thousands of men that have been raped, because, you know, you just gotta pick yourself up, dust yourself off, say, caught me slipping. And
wow.
He said he went home all disheveled and whatnot, and he just told his wife, like, you know what, I was out cheating on you, leave me alone. You can't ever say you got raped by another man. So no, I think I might rather take a cannonball through the windshield. Cost more money.
Yeah, I think the cannonballs.
But
yeah.
you can shake off the rape.
And once again, we don't condone any of these acts whatsoever.
This is we've never actually went off on this tip.
Yeah.
So what game we want to talk about now?
Just gonna go over the last.
We got Alabama,
scores.
Florida this week. Oh, we got scores to go over too.
Yeah, we got Alabama 52-12 over Southern Miss.
That's fine.
We kind of always saw that happening. You know, kudos to them. And
I hear Coker's not getting on the field at all.
That's what I heard as well. And I've talked to a lot of Alabama fans who have actually asked me about Coker because they know through the show and stuff like that. They
right.
said, we thought this guy was going to be our no-brainer starter, and so far we've shown it. All we've ever seen on TV is him throwing warm-up passes to the kicker. And I went, everything I heard said he was the starter. So whatever happened in practice happened, and, you know, take it with Saban's going to put the best guy out there.
We should say this at the same time. It's all about the process.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the process. And, you know, he was on 60 Minutes last night. I think that was a replay. But nonetheless, I still watched it. And it's all about the process.
It is.
That's the way Saban does it. He's not going to turn off of that. It's always going to be about the process with him, which, hey, he gets results, right? He's got four titles under his belt.
Let's see. Tennessee put up a pretty good effort, but Oklahoma, number four Oklahoma, was able to roll over them 34-10. Tennessee still could be a terror. They could definitely.
That's what I hear.
They could definitely ruin some Cinderella balls.
That's what I hear. I really don't know who's saying that. I hear it, but I don't know who's saying that. I saw Tennessee
probably
last year.
Probably people from Knoxville.
Yeah, but.
No, there are other people saying it, though. I've heard some experts from televisions and radios.
Yeah, I hear it. I don't see it yet. They have a bye week this week, getting ready for Georgia. I mean, that's going to be their first test,
yeah,
so to speak. I don't have any faith in the Volunteers. I really dislike the Volunteers 100%. I don't want to hear Rocky Top ever again. I know I will hear it again. And they'll probably put up 27 against Georgia.
I don't know. If I could hear Rocky Top all day, you know, if they made you listen to it for 24 straight hours, as long as there is a clip of Peyton Manning dancing to it, I think I could do it.
Well,
because it's quite entertaining if you haven't seen
what,
it.
What, dancing when he was with the Volunteers or when he's been recently with the Broncos?
With the Broncos.
That is,
I mean.
Doing the Shamani dance.
Wow. It's something else. And Wes Welker thinking that he is a river dancer.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, that could have been the chemicals talking.
Well, hey, man, Molly's a powerful thing.
Apparently it is. Apparently,
I've never done it.
Apparently, Molly is a lot more popular at parties than Mary Jane is. So
I've never sampled any Molly.
Can't say that I have.
I mean, I'm not afraid to. I just haven't. And my current job won't allow me to experiment on weekends. So
it's true.
Yeah,
driving an ice cream truck, you have to be straight-laced.
Well, yeah, you know.
But
deliver that vanilla.
Exactly. But, you know, last score from last week, Texas A&M, 38-10 over Rice. For some reason, opponents of SEC teams love to score 10 points.
Well, I just think that's what they're allowed before they turn on the heat.
But it was Rice, you know. Rice is not a bad team. They're pretty good.
Yeah, but they're full of Texas recruits.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's really hard to do that. And I can't really point to SMU because June Jones has stepped down for some reason. And that's a total non-conference issue. But you get kids that played in Texas their whole life, they're going to go out there and perform. I really feel A&M is the team to beat in the conference.
I feel like right now I'm comfortable saying that.
They haven't proved otherwise. They have the best win of the year.
They do.
I mean, given the rankings of each team when the game happened. Now, if you look at it now, maybe it's not so impressive. But
yeah,
when,
that's true.
But when they did it, that's the best win of the year in college, if you ask me.
Yeah. I think it could be, definitely.
It's better than Oregon over Michigan State. Oregon was at home.
Yeah.
And they struggled with them. It was 28-17 at one point, Michigan State.
Yeah, I'll give Texas A&M the nod there. And as we, in the last 10 minutes or so, if you guys do want to call in with your questions or comments real quick, 347-826-7448. You know, let's look at next week's games. We can go over a lot of these really quickly. We'll pick are there any SEC? Yes, there is.
Yes, there's plenty.
We will pick those games.
That's the one I picked to start the year. You remember that, right?
Auburn, Kansas State?
Yes. Auburn will have their hands full. It's not a conference matchup. Auburn's going to have their hands full. Short week. Snyder's a great coach.
Yeah.
That's a hard place to go play in. I don't think the Kansas State will win. Auburn's going to have their hands full.
Yeah, I think so, too. They're not going to roll on that. It's going to be closer than it should be, but at the same time, they're going to beat Kansas State.
They'll beat them, but, you know, you give Snyder a couple of weeks to look at that whole playbook of smoke and mirrors, nonetheless.
Right.
Or so to speak. They're going to have it. A&M, SMU, their coach just left. A&M's going to roll by 35. Troy and Georgia, that's going to be ugly. That's going to be 400 rushing yards. Maybe Huston will get 200 passing.
You think he'll crack? You know, if I put the over-under at 215 passing yards, you taking the over?
You want to bet a six-pack? Or a four-pack?
We can't do that in Georgia. We're not allowed to legally bet, remember?
Six-pack of what?
It doesn't matter.
Apples.
It doesn't matter.
I'll bet you a six-pack of apples.
A six-pack of apples. I don't know. I like pumpkins better. It's in the festival.
A six-pack of pumpkins.
Six-pack of pumpkins.
I don't want a six-pack of apples. You bet a six-pack of pumpkins, too.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't want any damn apples.
That's fine.
Are
you taking the over-under on it?
I'll take the over.
You take the over on 215?
Over 215, yes.
Over 215?
Yes.
All right, so 216
for Hudson
better.
Or for the Bulldogs?
For Hudson.
Okay, I'll take over 215.
Okay.
It's at noon, too.
Yeah. This is a...
You're going to have to get up early on Saturday.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm already up by then. Are you kidding me?
Well, you don't have kids yet. You can't tell me that. Alabama, Florida. We know how that's going to turn out.
Yeah.
What's going to be the wreckage?
The main gator chomping is going to be the popcorn and snacks in the stands. And that's not a knock on Florida. It's you're not
no,
ready
it's a knock
for this.
No, it's a knock on Florida.
You're not ready for this yet.
They're not Florida. They're still the third best team in the state.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But, I mean, honestly.
I mean, yeah. It's I mean.
Behind UCF.
Wow, then which other one are you not including?
Miami. They're better than Miami.
Are they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Miami this year. I wouldn't know.
I mean, I wish they still played.
Right.
Miami's bad.
I'm going to say Alabama wins by at least 25 points.
And, you know, the thing is with Saban, he really doesn't put the hammer down when it comes to these lesser talented teams.
So we both got Auburn, both got Georgia, both got Alabama.
Missouri over Indiana. They just lost to a Division II team.
The SEC is going to look pretty good this week.
Arkansas, Northern Illinois. The other decent matchup,
Mississippi State.
I'll take LSU plus 9. I don't know what the spread is. I'll put it at plus 9.
LSU minus 10, according to that stat right there.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I'll take the 10.
Just as you said it.
I'll take the 10.
So explain that to me. Does that mean LSU is going to win by 10?
Well, they'll win by 11 if they're going to beat the spread.
So they have to win by more than 10 for that to pan
out. Or you tie.
You don't think Mississippi State could beat them?
No.
I don't know. I'm going Mississippi State on this one. And I don't pick them for much of nothing. But
it'd be different
if
Mullen was new.
I have some in-laws that'd be very happy I picked them.
You get.
I'm not just doing it. Typically, I would go Les Miles, but I don't know. I just.
No, it's not a Les thing. It's a Mississippi State thing.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. Let's go ahead and call I'm gonna go ahead and call the SEC upset so far of this year, and I'm gonna say Mississippi State's gonna beat LSU.
Oh, because I was gonna call the next one.
What, that one?
No, I'm just kidding.
By all means, if you think.
No, sir.
What
no.
Are they the Commodores? What are Vanderbilt?
They are the Commodores.
Wow.
Now, South Carolina will take that. I don't.
You think?
They're gonna vault off this previous win. They've got all kinds of confidence, and they're going into a tough part of their schedule, and they will handle Vanderbilt.
Easily. Hey, Vanderbilt, be happy you got that win this week, but you're not gonna get another one this week. I mean, they play hard. I'll give them that. And they're building their program, but they're still two or three seasons from getting the people they need.
But the thing is, they're building their program, but they just went to 3 bowl games in a row for the first time in their history. And now they're building again? No, they lost Franklin. Franklin's who they needed. He's who they had.
Yeah.
Mason's a defensive coach from Stanford. Stanford's got a great defense, had a great defense when he was there, but he was a wide receiver in the NFL. I don't understand how he's a defensive coach.
Who's off this week, Ben? We're missing people. trying to think who we're missing here. We're missing
the Wildcats. I didn't see them.
Yes, Kentucky.
And the Volunteers.
Kentucky and Tennessee, I believe, are off. So enjoy your off weeks.
And Mizzou, right?
Missouri's got
Missouri's
got Indiana. Indiana.
Oh, they're going to
pound
Indiana.
You know, you got Texas A&M SMU here.
No, that's going to... They don't have a coach.
Texas A&M, to me, could be, and I'm not putting this out there, this is not some breakthrough statement. Luckily, Paulie's not here to hit a button about, you know, against the grain or anything. I'm gonna say Texas A&M, if you want a dark horse for possibly being one of those four teams in the end of the year, they're kind of the dark horse.
I put them above dark horse.
Well, they're dark horse because nobody would have had them in it before right now.
Oh, yeah, before right now, correct.
But now that we've seen them play a couple games, even though one's a cupcake, you go, these guys are for real.
Certainly. No, they've got it.
And, yeah, they got to go through their other West compadres, but I think they could.
I think they've got the Tigers at home and Alabama on the road, or it might be flip-flopped. They're not both on the road.
No.
So if they go 50-50 on those, they're out front. Bama's not going undefeated.
Oh, no. No, nobody in the SEC is going undefeated, I don't think.
No, they're not. Not at all.
But one loss is going to get you in the championship game.
And that's really where, you know, the fudge is packed, as they say.
I'll take your word for it. Can't say that.
That's where the sausage is made.
There you go. With whatever they will let us get away with. But, yeah, to recap, we got the only SEC team we have losing this week is Vanderbilt and Florida, correct? Yes. No. And I have LSU losing, and you have Mississippi State losing.
Oh, God. Yeah.
See, as far as...
For six pumpkins.
As far as gentlemen's agreements, I like over-unders better than I do straight-up wins because, you know, we can sit here all day long.
We can put points on the pumpkins. Yeah. What do you want, 5.5 points?
No, that's what I'm saying is I don't...
I'll give you -5.5 or +5.5.
I don't bet anymore.
We are betting pumpkins.
Well, that's pumpkins.
We bet pumpkins. 5.5 to get your pumpkins.
That's pumpkins. No, I'd rather just take the over-under. I like the over-under better.
Okay. Follow me. I was giving you over-under.
I'm good. I like the over-under on Hudson Mason, though, because...
That's another pumpkin bet. We're going to bet for 12 pumpkins.
No, 6 pumpkins is enough. Nobody needs more than 6 pumpkins.
Not in one sitting.
No.
But it is pumpkin season.
It is. You can share some with your buddies.
Pumpkin pies.
And who doesn't like
you know
pie?
I'm the only jerk that brings pumpkin pie to Thanksgiving.
Really?
Everyone's like, oh,
I have it everywhere I go for Thanksgiving.
And I end up eating a quarter of the pumpkin pie, which is a lot for me because I don't even like sweets. And then the rest of it just sits there. And I have to finish it.
Is it bad pumpkin pie?
No, I get decent. I mean, I don't make it.
Okay.
I'm no baker.
Okay. Well, that's what I was just saying. I was just like, maybe it's bad pie or something. But
I get it from Publix or okay. Sam's or...
I've had the pie from there. It's good stuff.
And how do you screw up a pumpkin pie? I mean, you just grind it up, splat it down, and bake it, right?
It's pumpkin, it's whipped cream, and it's crust. I mean, it's not that...
Yeah, it's pumpkin pie, man. You eat it once a year. Don't mess about.
Yeah.
That's why I think about it. I mean, good grief.
I mean, like I said, I have pumpkin pie everywhere I go.
Why
only
eat it on Thanksgiving?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Everywhere I go on Thanksgiving. I go to various other different places as well, because, family spread out everywhere. You get to go to a lot of places. But, yeah. But I think that's going to do it for us this week.
Well,
the time has flown by.
So far?
Yeah.
Got to watch that game on Thursday, though. Be tough.
I'm going to have to TiVo it. I will be...
I know, you'll be watching the Falcons.
I will be rising up, so...
That's going to be a tough game.
It is. It's going to be a fun game. But that's going to do it for us on SEC. You can always hit us at Chief Ahab on Twitter, at the Impact 99. There's two E's in Chief.
And we are very active.
We are very active. We are. I don't know why we're not on the top Atlanta list. But for Mr. Joe Pym, I am Jeremy York. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.